Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning. Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning.
Hi, y'all. This is Stacia from Atlanta, Georgia. And whenever I need to OD on positivity, I'm always listening to Miss J in the morning.
Yeah. We always complaining about how bad stuff is for us. Complaining about a light bill. Hell, there's people that don't even got light. You know? So I want to tell everybody listening, man, embrace your struggle. Because no matter what, man, true story, it could have been worse. Come on.
I was going through some changes in my life, cussing and complaining every night, telling God the way he's treating me ain't right, and how I don't deserve this. Then a voice from somewhere came to me and say, you got the audacity to fix your mouth to disrespect. How soon we forget. And he said, remember, we were sick and you got better. Remember, I put your family back together. Remember, I could have cut you off forever. So no matter how bad you think it hurts, it could have been worse. Mama's hooked on drugs, and this depression got some folks losing their home. They spent their whole life saving for. It's petty in comparison. Tell me you would switch places with them.
You wouldn't go to God to complain,
but if you ever went to him to just say thanks.
Good morning to everyone who's tuned in. It's yet another day and a great, not just Good Friday, to you all this weekend. We are celebrating Easter. Yay! For those of us who love the holidays. But we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Starting off the show with Life Jennings, it could have been worse. Some of us have experienced some harsh things in life. Miss Jay has experienced some harsh things in life. But remind yourself, no matter how bad it gets, it really could have been worse. some of you who have lost some loved ones, you're saying, how bad can it get? I lost my mother. I lost my father. You're still here. You have your life. You have an opportunity to continue their legacy. You have an opportunity to honor them with the greatness in your life. It could have been worse. We're complaining about so much and not focusing on the greatness that is going on in our lives. So no matter what the challenge is, no matter what you're dealing with, focus on that it could have been worse. Even those of us who have lost our lives, hey, you are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and got a front seat right there in the kingdom with God. It could have been worse than that. Y'all know there's another place that you can go. Oh, yeah, it does exist. So right here on the J in the Morning, we're going to focus on the greatness that is going on. We're going to remind ourselves that no matter what anyone says about us, no matter what anyone does to us, we're going to make a choice today to be positive in every way. No matter how much you have to push, no matter how hard it may seem, just remind yourself it could be worse than this. Don't stress about it. Don't pass out. Don't give up. Don't give in. Keep fighting. Keep moving forward because your time is now. We get started right here, right now on Midday in the Morning where we OD on positivity. Monday through Friday, we are live on blogtalkradio.com/MidJProductions and also featured on .com. Shout out to all of my family across the world who are tuned in listening. I'm so excited about everyone who continues to send me messages on Facebook, on Twitter, you're signing my guest book on the website, subscribing to my YouTube channel, even hitting me up on my voicemail, calling the office. We're going to talk about how you can get in contact with Ms. J. Ms. J is going to be in some different cities coming soon, so I want to make sure that I meet you all. I want to make sure that you guys get to put a face to a name, a live face. I know y'all like my pages and all that stuff, but, you know, it's great to see somebody in person. So we're going to talk about that. Of course, we got some news coming up. How about getting a birthday party and then getting arrested for giving a birthday party? Isn't that crazy? Try to do something nice, and they seem all inconsiderate. They're going to arrest you for some embezzlement. Yeah, that happened to a lady this past week. Don't throw birthday parties. Also, some great movies are coming out this season, so we got to talk about this week's picks, some anticipated movies that are coming up, and, you know, Ms. J is going through this thing with weight and health and all that stuff, and it seems like the airlines is getting hit again, but this time in Norway. So those of you who are listening overseas, y'all making some changes. It's just not America who's dealing with obesity on airplanes. So we're going to talk about all that today. Of course, the midday area code check-in. But y'all know how we do it right here on Midday in the Morning. We got the best of inspirational music. So along with Life Jennings reminding you that it could have been worse, I want to play some J Moss and let you know don't stress about it, no matter how bad it gets, because God's got it. Don't go nowhere. It's Midday in the Morning. Let's go, y'all.
Yo, P. Hey, ready? It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa. He's gotta
work.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Or formula to help you get over or get through grief.
Grief does not just apply to a loss of a loved one. It applies to a loss of something significant as well. Some of you have gone through foreclosures, lost your house. You've gone through repossessions where you lost property, your car. Don't grieve the same emotions that you have when you lose a family member or someone close to you is the same emotions that you experience when you lose those things. And there is no formula. There is no 12 steps. There is no timeline or map that you can draw out to help you get through it quicker or over it better. Now, there are steps to grief that are steps in grief that you can Google. There are different steps, there are different signs that you can help yourself be aware of the process and what emotions you may experience. There is no cookie-cutter person, so no two people are going to go through the same thing and feel the same thing alike. But I do want to encourage everybody to say that the one thing that never fails and that will work and help you as you're going through is the Word of God, is inspiring yourself. Being around inspirational people, making sure that you meditate, pray. Prayer is strength. It really is. And I want to share this quote that I got from one of these great mentors. He's a great, great minister in around the world, Dr. Miles Monroe. And I want to quote him, and he says, "Pain is simply weakness leaving the body. Pain is simply weakness leaving the body." No matter if it's physical, emotional, or spiritual, pain is the weakness leaving the body. So you want to embrace it, not say, hey, bring on the pain. Some people say, no pain, no gain. I mean, it's in a sense true, but you want to embrace the process. Pain is a part of life. You will not live life without experiencing any pain, without experiencing any trials, without experiencing any turmoil or some disappointments or some hurts. It will happen. The process, you can get through it. You will survive. But the only way that you can do it is by not giving up. So for those of you who are emailing me, you're going through some stages of grief. You feel anger. You feel denial. All those type of things. It's okay. Those emotions were placed in you for a reason. But you have to embrace the process and believe that you're going to get through it. Don't get stuck in the situation where you can't move forward. You're not going to work. You're not communicating with your friends and your loved ones, your family members. You've stopped doing the things that you love. If you've lost a loved one, just think about honoring them with your life. Yes, it hurts. I've lost someone near and dear, many people. I lost my father. I lost my grandmother. I've lost aunts, uncles, cousins, friends, people that I've interacted with. I've lost them, and it really does hurt. But what keeps me going and keeps me smiling is knowing that they would be proud of the life that I'm living. So you should be too. But the best thing to do above all is just continue to hold on. So let's get a groove on with some more inspirational music right here on Miss J in the Morning. Here's Ty Tribbett, Hold On.
Here we go.
Like giving up and throwing in the towel, but you have been tired before.
forgot about all that you've been through. The doctor said there may be something wrong.
On top of that, all your bills are due.
And the kids are growing up so fast.
They think that they are grown.
The child is like a mom, then you all
can't make it on your own.
Well, allow me to take the time right now
to echo the words of Christ.
Stronger than I think.
I might got it going on a little bit better than I think I do. So you have to hold on. I'm encouraged today on Miss J in the Morning. I'm encouraged because of all of you who continue to encourage me. It's just like this, like the circle, this wheel that goes around and around. Y'all love me and I love you, and we just keep it pushing. This weekend is Easter weekend. Those of you who may not be from a Christian background, may not practice Christianity or any type of religion, this weekend you may think it's about bunnies and chocolate rabbits and, you know, Easter eggs and that type of thing, and it's okay to a certain extent. But the true meaning of Easter is celebrating not just the death, the crucifixion and the burial of Jesus of Nazareth, but the risen Savior, him going to hell, snatching the keys, and rising on the third day, becoming Jesus the Christ. Christ is not his last name. It is who he became after he is risen. He walked among the earth and showed himself to a few people, and he ascended up and dispatched the Holy Spirit, which is a great gift. The Holy Spirit is that, what some people call it, my first mind. You ever make a decision, you'd be like, something told me not to go this way. Now I'm stuck in traffic, going to be late to work. Or, you know, I have this gut feeling that he really wasn't right, and now it proves. See that gut feeling that something told me that I should have followed my first mind? That's the Holy Spirit. We all have it. It's a free gift that was given when Jesus became the Christ. When he got that name, he just gave us this awesome gift. But you got to learn how to use it. You got to make sure you're listening to it. You got to make sure you're paying attention to it. The Holy Spirit is a guider. He gives us wisdom. He's the one that nudges you and say, girl, I know he's fine. But you know he got about 17 kids, and that ain't right for you right now. The Holy Spirit is the one that say, don't look. Never trust a big butt in a smile. That girl is poison. Okay, y'all. I probably lost some of y'all that don't even know about the song, but those of you who did, you know that was funny, right? But the Holy Spirit is the one that gives you wisdom, that guides you through the day, that helps you make those tough decisions. And getting in tone with the Holy Spirit, knowing how to hear the Holy Spirit, it takes training. It takes practice. It takes a process. Process is life. You have to go through something to get to something. So you got to make sure to hold on. You got to make sure you're being encouraged and trusting God and saying God's got it. A lot of situations that we have is not because we did bad things. It's not because we're around bad people. But it's simply a trust issue. You don't trust God. You're taking everything out of his hands. You're saying, you know what, my rent is due, so I'm going to prostitute to take care of it because ain't nobody else going to take care of me. You know, I got to sell drugs because ain't nobody ever took care of me. See, those are trust issues. That's not a bad person. That's a person that's experienced life in such a way that they've lost trust. And they've lost the ultimate trust, which is trust of God, the one who created them, the one who gave them life. And when you don't trust God, he's a man of, well, God is a God of order. He's a God of principle. He cannot lie. So he says, hey, if you give it to me, I'll take care of it. But if you're snatching it from me and you want to take care of it, then go ahead. I mean, we're the same way. You ever have like a little kid? I have a four-year-old, okay, a four-year-old boy. Lord, yeah, continue to pray for me. I'm a single mama with a four-year-old. Jesus. And there are times when he goes, no, I got it, Mom. I want to do it. Now we're working with buying him the pants with the buttons and the zippers. And so he got that hand-eye coordination thing going on, and we just want to get out the door. And he's taking 80 hours just to button one button on the front of his pants. And you want to say, well, just let me do it. Give it. Put the pants on so we can hurry up, take it out. He's like, no, I got it, Mom. I want to do it. And you sit there like, oh, my God, okay, go ahead. Same thing with kids wanting to tie their shoes. It's all lopsided. It's going to come on. He's like, just give me your foot and let me do it. That's the same thing how we are with God. God is our Father that's sitting there like, you just let me do it. Just let me do it. And you're like, no, I got it. And he's like, all right, you got it. I know eventually I'm going to have to help you. But in stepping back and allowing you to at least try, it's helping you get closer to accomplishing the goal. So I want you guys to hear that in the spirit. A lot of things that we are dealing with, God is still there. He's standing right there saying, if you just give it up, if you just stop, if you just take your hands off of it, I'll do it for you and we can get through this quicker. But we sitting here like, no, I got it, I want to do it. He's like, all right, go ahead. I'm going to give you the strength. I've given you the ability to do it, so go ahead and do it. But what happens with a lot of us is that we're sitting there saying, God, why aren't you helping me? While you're fumbling with the button, while you're trying to tie your shoes. God, why don't you, well, would you move out the way? If you take your hands off of it, then I can go ahead and button it for you real quick. If you go ahead and take your hands off of it, I can hurry up and tie your shoes real quick. But you're sitting there trying to tie the shoes and looking up. Why are you not helping me? Quit complaining, y'all. God's got it. It could be worse than what we're really going through. We have to make sure that we're keeping our head up. And sometimes we're down there trying to fuss and fumble and tie our shoes that we're losing sight of what really is going on around us. Just think about the position you take when you crouch down to tie your shoes. Your vision is impaired. The only thing you see is your foot and the problem. That you have a shoe that needs to be tied. Now, y'all, I know you guys are mature enough to know I'm really not talking about shoes. I need y'all to catch this really in the spirit. It's a serious. But when you're down there tying your shoes, all you see is the problem. You see the issue. You see the ground. You don't see anything else. You don't see that somebody could be walking up behind you. You don't see the person standing right next to you to say, hey, do you need any help? Your back is probably turned to people, your head is down, your eyes are down, but sometimes all you need to do is look up and you can see God standing right there saying, hey, son, hey, baby girl, take your hands off of it. I got it. So you got to look to the hills from what's coming to your help. Your help comes from God. You got to look up to the high places, to the far places, to know that's exactly where your help is coming from, right above your head. There is a window right there. Can you see it? You don't see it? I see it. Right along with Canton Jones, there's a window over your head, and it's pouring out blessings. It's a day in the morning. Here's window, and we'll be right back after this.
Yeah, there's something over your head. Hey, there's something on the top of your head. Yeah.
Oh, what's up? It's your boy Rod Ush out of Atlanta, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety Show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
Log on to the website, MizJProductions.com. There you can find all the updates about what's going on with the company. So excited about this weekend. Those of you who are in the Stockton area, Northern California, y'all, what's up with that 209? Those of you who are in the area, you can find me today and tomorrow at the Hilton Hotel. Take me to the King Conference celebrating this Easter holiday, and also an awesome, awesome woman in my life, my pastor, Pastor D. Marilyn Fullard, not only celebrating her birthday, celebrating her as a pastor, honoring her, bringing everybody together. It's one time a year we get together, we do a big Hilton Hotel two-day conference about to be off the chain. Those of you who are my friends on Facebook, you guys can find the announcement there. It's also on the website. All the information is there. Registration is only $5, y'all. No, $5 for the entire weekend. So that's like $2.50 for each day. You can't even get a good meal at McDonald's for $2.50. You get a sandwich and a drink from a dollar menu, that'll be $2.11. You can't even get no fries. Can't get no pie, can't get nothing. You can't get nothing for $2.50. So $2.50 a day. $5 for registration is nothing. It starts tonight, 7 p.m. Ms. J will be in the building. I want y'all to come out, support me, support my church, support my loved ones. My girls and I will be dancing, having an awesome, awesome time. It's a good way just to de-stress and have some positive people around us. You have some vendors out there selling some great things. Also have some awesome products out there. I'd be mad because I'd be like, hey, like I got to come here to get like all the good stuff. Where y'all at? You know, there's a lot of people that have some awesome products that don't have any stores. Some people, you just got to go to these things to find all these little nuggets and gifts that we have in our city. So this weekend is an awesome weekend, having an awesome time. So everything that's going on and where you need to find Ms. J, you can find it on my website, MissJProductions.com. Shout out to Sharon Charles. Y'all know I talk about that woman all the time. That's my second mama, my slash auntie, slash big sister, slash homegirl, my birthday sister. We share the same birthday. She's watched me grow up ever since I had pigtails and was sucking my thumb. The woman know me. She's also the head sister in charge of Tender Hands Safe Haven, an organization who's an advocate for abused women and children. Domestic violence is not acceptable. There was never an excuse for abuse. So make sure you log on to tenderhandsafehaven.org. Shout out to Cynthia Harris. She's also the head sister in charge for One Girl Gospel Management. A lot of women that are doing some major things. Shout out to all of the women who have gone through Pumps for Life Empowerment Series. Their special graduation ceremony is April 7th, Sunday, also in Stockton, California, at 4 p.m. All that information, you can find it online, so make sure you log on and do it big. That's how we doing it. I love it. I get excited about it. But right now, it's time for the Miss J area code check-in. For those of you who have called in, I got you logged in. And we're about to get through this real quick because I want to get to this news and back to some great music. So here we go, 601-209-501-212-131-3-404-702-633-864-678-604-678-602-917-310-415-415-915-415-915-315-715-715-715-715-757. Hey! Y'all thought I couldn't do it, and I did it. Yes! I did it, the midday area code check-in. Uh-oh, 773, I see you calling in. Yes, that's what's up. That's what's up. I see you. Oh, 238 just made it on the end. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody who continues to call in. Those of you who are listening on your computer, shout out to all of my international homies. Shout out to my Macs and my PCs. No matter how you're listening, I'm grateful. Those of you who are tuning in to iArtistRadio.com, thank you so much. Shout out to DJ Abnormal, my iArtist Radio team. Y'all are awesome. Y'all are the best. I love getting on Twitter and everybody just tweeting, hit up Miss J. Bam, she playing this. Hit up this. Bam, we listening. I just love it. I love it. I love it all. This is what fuels me and keeps me going. So thank you so much. Make sure you log on to iArtistRadio.com. Download the TuneIn app. Download the app. You can listen on demand on the website. You can have it right there or whatever smartphone you have, Droid, whatever you can download the app on, go ahead and get it on there, tablet. You can listen 24/7 to the best in R&B, soul, neo, soul, morning inspiration. Of course, your girl Miss J will be featured on an app. Isn't that hot? It is. So let's get into some news, y'all. Birthdays. Aren't those the best times ever? I love my birthday. My birthday is November 24th. I was born on Thanksgiving holiday, but because of the holiday not being on a specific date, but on a day, my birthday kind of rolls around. It's not always on Thanksgiving. It's all the way around that holiday, so no matter what, I still get a whole bunch of food plus birthday cake. When I was younger, I really thought that it sucked because everybody was focused on Thanksgiving, so I never really got, like, my own separate party. But I was like, what are you tripping about? You get turkey and stuff that other folks don't get. You know, hey, I love it. Everybody loves to celebrate. I love getting a love for my birthday. But what happens when throwing a birthday party for a person lands you in federal prison? Yeah, federal prison, y'all. A birthday party leads to embezzlement charges for a woman in Florida. Oh, throwing a birthday party for your boss is usually a good idea, right? Unless, of course, you're accused of embezzling from the company and the party leads to the boss to question your accounting practices and performs an audit and contact law enforcement. Oh, yeah. In that instance, the party may have been a mistake. Oh, Ruth Amon. Ruth, what's going on? She's now the former office manager of a Florida real estate company in Boca Grande. That's funny. Boca Grande means big mouth in Spanish. That's crazy. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. So she was the office manager of a real estate company in Florida, and she decided, according to the Lee County Sheriff's Department, to throw a party for her boss, a birthday party. It's your birthday. Yeah, but she was also the bookkeeper, and she's been the office manager for 10 years and was solely responsible for keeping track of the company's finances, including payroll and billing. And after the surprise birthday party, it made the higher-ups in the company be like, hold up, because she didn't even ask for permission. It was a surprise. So she thought, yeah, I'm just about to drop these. I'm about to make it rain for my boss because, you know, I'm doing it big and I need you to do it big too. But because of her extravagant surprise, they looked at the books and said, wait a minute, how are you able to afford this? Is the company paying for it? Did some investigation, and it is alleged that she has embezzled, stolen, y'all, hooked and crooked, over $180,000 of the company's money. Out of that, $92,000 was used to pay off her personal credit cards, and $65,000 of that went to, quote-unquote, extra paychecks. Yeah. She's been charged with grand theft and scheme to defraud. Both are first degree felonies. She is now a felon because she decided she wants to throw a birthday party. Ain't no happy birthday for you, girl. Not at all. So we're going to keep up on what's going on with Rupert. Her last name is Amen, A-M-E-N, which y'all know that's really amen. So amen to that, spending somebody else. How you going to throw a party that you don't rob me and then throw a party with my money? What's going on in America? Rupert, you know better. You know better. So I'm going to post it up in the forum. Those of you who are my friends on Facebook, you can read the full story. And now let's talk about it. Let's find out what's going on. Also going on, I love this time of year because it's also new movies that are coming out. Yes, 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 yes. Now, those of you who have children, you know we had some great movies to come out. And I still haven't been able to take my son to go see it, but it's Croons. The great movie Croons was about, like, cavemen and how it got started. And I just love the previews about the girl just screaming. And he goes, I called them shoes. And she's like, I love them. What is my feet? It is so adorable. Can't wait to go see it. I'm excited about it to talk about the transitions, you know, we as, you know, human beings went through as cavemen and inventing and learning what fire is. And it seems to be really fun and encouraging, not just for the children, for the entire family. So, same makers of, like, Ice Age and all that. It's that type of graphics. But I think it's really cool, and I know they have it in 3D. So I want to take my son to go see it. I encourage everybody to just have a good time. You know, adults watching cartoons gets our stress, gets our mind off of the stresses that we have in life. But there are some three new movies coming out on today, this weekend, that everybody is kind of anticipating. Now, those women out there who know about The Rock, yes, former wrestler that just, okay, gentlemen, plug your ears. Girls, y'all know The Rock. Now that, God created man in his image, so if God created The Rock, God is just so, I'm just saying, that man can act, love the kids. He looks good, all strong and buff and muscular. Okay, let me stop. Let me, I'm going down the wrong, I don't want to lust after the man, but I'm just saying he's fine. So now he's in a movie, G.I. Joe, G.I. Joe Retaliation. So those of you who like action and like cops and robbers, you know, U.S. Army versus aliens and ninjas and all that high-pack stuff with The Rock, all this stuff that he's in, y'all need to go see G.I. Joe Retaliation that has already been released today. There's also a movie called The Host. Now, I'm really not a sci-fi person. I mean, I watch it, but I'm not into it. But this one seems kind of interesting. It's about a woman who actually gets possessed or, I don't know, an alien gets inside of her body and takes over her body. So she goes through the process of, you know, fighting this force. But she actually learns how to control the force to help her mission in finding, like, one of her loved ones. And she falls in love, and the alien is really her, but you don't know if it's her or the alien talking because she got these weird crystal blue eyes. So you don't know if she fall in love with the man or if it's the alien fall in love. It's kind of crazy, but it seems interesting. Miss J might go see it. G.I. Joe Retaliation and The Host are both rated PG-13, so there may be some content that you don't want to take your 5- and 6-year-olds to see. Also a movie that's coming up is Tyler Perry's Temptation. This movie has been rated as the most anticipated movie from Tyler Perry yet. So they have some great people in the movie. Kim Kardashian is a movie. Brandy, Ella Joyce, I mean, some people that you really don't expect to see. I don't know. What's her name? Journey Smollett. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. But she's a girl. She started out on Full House, y'all, with the Olsen twins. And she did a show, her and her family. There's these cute little kids that got all this big hair. And now she's all grown up with, you know, family of her own and all this stuff. So she's the star of the movie. And it's really about this marriage counselor who goes through some issues in her own marriage and fights through temptation and all this type of stuff, so hence the title Temptation. Tyler Perry, I don't know if he's done it again. Now, most of you guys know my personal opinion about Tyler Perry. I think he fell off a few times, but this one, he might just redeem himself. So I'm going to keep an update on these movies to see what's going on. I'm going to open the forum to show you guys a little briefing, little previews about the movies, but let's keep moving to some news before we end up. Y'all know I get excited about what's going on in the world. Now, in North Norway, they're having some issues. Now, y'all know America has been called the fattest country in the world. We have, like, the highest rates of obesity and all these issues. And, of course, the airlines are hit with it. So a lot of airlines charge obese passengers double rates. If you can't fit in it, you got to pay for two. Sometimes if you're a little bit heftier, they might give you a seatbelt extension, because you need to have your seatbelt on. But if you're just that big to where the extension really is uncomfortable, you're making other people uncomfortable, you have to pay for two seats so you can have your room, which can be really hefty, no pun intended. But it just can be a lot of money. So in Norway, they're having the same issues. But the airlines are actually looking at this as a positive thing to encourage people to lose weight. They're actually encouraging people to lose weight and saying, hey, if you lose weight, we'll drop the price. They actually coined the phrase, pay as you weigh. Pricing will bring health and financial and environmental, you know, dividend. It will just help everything out. Now, airplanes are small cargo, like, they're not built to carry a whole bunch of weight. So they, you know, they have to make sure that everything is kind of balanced. That's why we get people crashing and all this stuff. So for those of us who don't have those issues, you would want to, like, tell people, look, don't try to get up here and get upset because you done got too big. No matter what it is, you want to fly, you got to abide by the rules. We're in a tight, small aircraft, thousands of feet in the air. I don't want to come crashing down because you didn't want to pay extra money and you didn't plan accordingly. So it seems like it's getting international now with this weight loss. But I think Norway has taken a great spin on it to say, let's encourage them to lose weight and give them discounts on their airfare. So what do y'all think about that? I think it's awesome. I think I got through the news in a great way. So before we end the show today, I just want to thank everybody once again for tuning in. Thank you so, so, so much for showing your love. Yes, we are at the end of the show. Awesome word to share with everyone today. Awesome news. The forum is open. We can continue the show after it's over. Awesome weekends and things that are going on. But I want you to make sure that you take hold of the Ms. J Challenge. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. So I'm going to leave you with Kirk Franklin today. Today is an awesome day in your life. Celebrate. No matter what the season is in your life, it could be worse. So celebrate the love and the joy and the life that you now have. It's Ms. J, and I love y'all, and I look forward to hearing from you every morning. Mwah!
I'm hungry and I'm ready for change. I've run too far to still be the same. See who I was, I give him away. Today, today, no longer bound by what people say. I know that I will make mistakes. I fall, but I refuse to stay. Today,
I've been waiting all my life. Get to the door. Ooh. And now it's time to help someone see their life for so much more.
Today we go.
Thinking how much more of this can I take? In a minute I'm about to break. Today, see the pain has purpose, so don't throw it away. There's a harvest if you only wait. Don't walk out now, I need you to stay. Today,
no, you never felt winds blow like this before.
We're going.
Somebody,
we're going.
Somebody,
we're going.
Somebody,
think I felt my last drop of rain. I believe I'm gonna be okay today. See, today I'm still here because of my faith. I believe that Jesus still is the way. I said his name cause I'm not afraid today.
Woo!